free streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Cheers as the Americans held in Russia arrive back on U.S. soil. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, along with Paul Whelan and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermisheva, walked off a plane last night. President Biden was there and discussed it.
Toughest call on this one for other countries. I asked them to do some things that were against their immediate self-interest. And really very difficult for them to do, particularly Germany and Slovenia.
Vice President Kamala Harris was also there and discussed the prisoner exchange, praising her boss.
Building the strength that we have through diplomacy to have outcomes like this. And there's so much at stake right now in our country and in this upcoming election, including who has which approach to understanding America's strength. This is an example of the strength of American leadership.
The exchange, the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. This is ABC News. He had everyone fooled. Words of the mother of a victim at the sex assault sentencing of a former FBI agent. Details from ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Alabama's state police hired Christopher Bauer even after he was kicked out of the FBI amid earlier claims he raped a co-worker at knife point. Sentenced to life Thursday for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl while a state trooper. The Associated Press found Bauer moved from one law enforcement job to another with a forged letter, making it appear he was eligible for rehire. Defense attorneys claim the girl made up the allegations and Bauer deserved leniency following his own abusive childhood.
Bauer maintained his innocence at the sentencing. In Cleveland this weekend, yo-yo users from around the world gathering for the 2024 World Yo-Yo Contest. Skilled competitors like this guy looking to take down current champion teenager Mir Kim from South Korea.
If you're the world yo-yo champion, you can pretty much write your own ticket, as long as the only thing on that ticket is getting free yo-yos.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoss as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Finally.
Boy, nice out there today. 72 in Appleton, 70 in Oshkosh, 70 in Green Bay. A warm wind, even though it's coming from the north at 4 to 6 miles an hour. Did you notice that?
No. I see it on the flag that I look as I look out the window.
Mm-hmm. Todd, double check on that for me. I say 4 to 6 from the north, but we'll just go from that.
I think you're close on that one.
Oh, by the way, today is National Beer Day.
Hmm?
Todd. You're going to like this.
Doesn't have
so
to be.
Ill-prepared this morning, guys.
Well, you know what? Let's get your... You guys start getting here a lot earlier.
put your beer down.
Yeah.
So, first of all, what did you say in the
Winds? 4 to 6 from the north.
My God. Northwest at 5.
Okay.
We'll take
yeah.
it.
Thank you. So, it was hot and humid yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had to walk around downtown here to go to some thing, went to Camera Corner and some different places. And it's like, I could just go for a cold beer. And you know, there's something about a cold beer in a bar that just tastes so much better than going home and taking a can of beer out of your fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Okay, yep. That's what? Fine. You come in this morning and, God, I gained 2 pounds.
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
So I'm trying to, get the story, but I okay, whatever.
That's
go ahead.
Because your casserole. I thought it was chewy. The guy's all offended. I was offended when I read that text. Oh my God, this is the
offended.
Best chili I've ever tasted.
And
I can't eat it all. Todd, would you like some? Todd's like, yeah, sure. So I come in and Jim, what does he do? He jumps on my butt right away. It's not chili. It's not chili.
It's not. It was beans, bacon, onions.
So
some
is that
peppers.
What you call baked beans? Because you told me you were going to make that.
Yeah, so, I did. I offered you baked beans. You said, no, we have plenty. Remember that last summer?
I know, but I didn't know it was this.
If I make you chili.
I thought it was like you take that jar of baked beans, you pour it into a pot.
That I went to a party one time, and I was going to bring baked beans. And then, you know, you always offer to bring something like to a summer party. And like my baked beans, really, like I told you, it's 4 kinds of meats in there and bacon.
Like, it's amazing.
It takes me a while to make. And I like making it. I really kind of enjoy making it. That stuff that you had could have baked longer, but I was in a hurry for the party. Anyway, so I called Lee. I said, hey, look, I can bring some baked beans. No, that's all right. So-and-so is going to bring them. I'm like, okay. So I made something else. And it was... So we get
the
there.
Jar.
Yeah. It totally not. It wasn't even. She didn't add anything. Like it was just the jar like emptied out, and I was like, wow. Baked beans. They're fun to make because you can add. Like I said, you know, put in pork sausage, some ground round, and I and different kinds of meat, and then obviously some onions.
Okay.
But.
If Coach Kathy is listening.
Oh, no. She's not.
I think it's real high in carbs then. Don't you? And aren't beans really, really high in carbs? I think that's where I put on the 2 pounds.
Okay, let's get back to your beer story.
Okay, so
do you like sugar in there at all? Brown sugar?
You know what? There's something in there.
All right, just
jam. A little bit.
No, no, I know. I first of all, there's no salt.
Okay.
Okay, so there's no salt.
Well, I added it.
Okay, there's no salt.
I'm one of those guys that
you should get the salt from the bacon, though, John. You really need to add salt.
I've got a bad habit, and they say this is bad for people, and I've got high blood pressure to begin with.
Yeah.
But whenever I have soup or chili, or I automatically...
Before you taste it? Yes, oh, that's bad.
That's bad. I know that, but I do it without thinking.
It also insults the chef, by the way.
I totally understand that. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Brown sugar or maple syrup, very little, but yes. I don't put a lot in. Like they call, you know, if you look at a recipe, it asks for a lot more. I wouldn't do that. But just a little, because you got to offset a little of that with some sweet. A little bit.
I'm just saying this.
Not a lot of it.
The term chili is almost like, in my mind, almost like the term stew.
But chili
there is no just one specific type of chili. There is no one specific type of stew.
Right.
And this was, now when I think, if you said baked beans, I would think almost like what you said, there would be a bowl with just baked beans. And then you had so many different things in there. And with the salami, or not salami, but the bacon and the meat and everything like that. To me, that was chili.
If I would have made you chili, there would have been more liquid in there, for one.
Okay.
And secondly, there would be more tomatoes in there.
Okay.
And there's no tomatoes in those beans.
All right. Well, I think you're splitting hairs here, but that's fine. But anyway, so today is National Beer Day. So yesterday, it's real hot. Walking around downtown, really humid, and I want a cold beer.
Yeah.
So I go into the Heights, and they'll be in today, by the way, the folks from the Heights.
Yep.
And I told them, I said, what do you got that's not Busch Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light? They all taste the same, and they're just kind of, I'm tired of them. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Todd, you know what I had?
What'd you have?
A light Spotted Cow.
Night? A light one?
I didn't know what they made.
I didn't either.
Spotted Cow Light.
I didn't know
it was delicious.
Of course.
It was hot last night. It very humid at like 5 o'clock.
That's exactly when it was.
So we went to Koko Sushi and got Spotted Cow. And I tell you what, they were, but not. I didn't know they made light either.
I didn't either.
But it was the really tall glass.
Oh, I love that.
Man.
The glass means a difference.
I was like, and they were tall glasses, like, you know.
Yeah.
And
the old beer glasses.
Yeah. She comes, you know, on the tray. And it just really, I didn't have one, but the other three people did. But it really looked like, God, that's great on a hot day.
You know, I wanted to be, you know what I wanted to go into when I was in college? You're not going to believe this.
I will, because you... You just want to go into everything.
Okay.
But
Let me guess.
We're talking about your Nona Bar.
No, well, that too. But something else.
Okay.
Advertising.
All right.
The people in Mad Men, you know, the TV show Mad Men, work for a big ad agency where you create, you know, campaigns, curate commercials, you do all those kind of things. But one of the things I studied was beer commercials. Okay. You had to do a thing between whatever. You know, what are they going for subliminally? That, you know, when you look at, and one of the things was Miller High Life had like they did, you know, a blind thing with people. Miller High Life, the old Miller High Life champagne of bottled beers, had their campaign where they had the long, thin glass, and it was like had condensation on the outside and everything. And the test was which makes you want to take a drink of this beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was the winning thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the presentation of the beer in the glass makes a big difference how people perceive that beer.
Looks so good.
Yeah.
And it was, and it, coupled with the fact that it was very hot and humid, it was nice to get into that restaurant.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was cool.
And when they always say it had to just come over the edge and go down.
Yep. Burp,
right?
Exactly right.
The last
exactly
time I was
right.
there.
And that would stay in people's minds.
Oh, yeah.
That when they go to order a beer.
You just talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want one right now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And I was really pleased with the service, too, last night, because last time I was there. But it was, yeah, and I love their salmon. And anyway, it was very good. So anyway, yes, they had the beer. And I was in college, though,
I just want to apologize to you for calling your baked bean salad chili.
Okay, thanks. Take it. When we studied in advertising class in school, and we're similar in age, the like Jack Daniels or wait, I don't know, whatever it was, a brandy, and in the glass the ice would be subliminal pictures of sex. I'm not kidding.
I remember hearing that.
And
that,
no, that's
subliminal
true,
perception.
Yep. No, it's true because we had him up on the board. You know, that was in the day of where they put the overhead on. That wasn't overhead, but whatever. And I don't know if he found it or if it was true, but it was like, oh my God, when they really pointed out, and this is a Catholic school, by the way, but yeah.
Wow. Professor, could I borrow that slide?
Well, he's the guy
for the weekend.
Yeah. I told you he's the guy that we talked about Corvettes. Wow, we all know Corvette's nothing more than a penis on wheels. And I really liked him. I had him for three classes, I think, Dark. He died. He's a great guy, but he was the advertising.
But you know what? There is, like, do you remember the old drive-ins? I don't know. Maybe I'm too old for this. Maybe, Todd, you wouldn't know. But before the movie, they would do a thing about, let's all go to the snack bar, whatever, okay? They had such great shots of hot dogs that were just, like, steaming on those buns. And, I mean, that was, whoever put those together back in the day, they really did a good job.
I thought they would flash.
That's what they say they did too.
Right.
Lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Love it. Nice jingle. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Anyway, so you got your beer. And it was a Spotted Cow Light. I didn't know they made that either. Have you guys been down to Spotted Cow?
No.
Oh, you got to do that this summer.
Where it's built, you mean? New Glarus?
Yeah. It's Swedish
made.
Swedish. Area
community,
yeah.
Where's that, like, south of Madison?
Yeah, south. It's just weird. It's not like a highway.
I don't think I've ever
there.
Been south of Madison, other than
it's
like
south. Yeah, it. Once you get to Madison, there's decent roads, but it's kind of maybe I didn't take the right way, but it was like these windy.
They're
roads.
Real Amish country.
I Swedish. I don't know about Amish.
It's known as the Driftless area because there's so many hills and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they And you go and you buy these flights, right, of beer and get Blue Moon and different things. And it's you walk, like, place to place. It's like a, I don't know, like a canyon maybe. Not a canyon, but it's got, like, little hills. And it's great. I mean, it's something to do. It's a fun little weekend getaway.
I do that. Get a texter. A cold Pabst on tap at Jake's Pizza is heaven.
Yep.
That sounds so good.
That is true.
Right? But it's National Beer Day, so why not? We got to celebrate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm still surprised at, though, when, oh, man, not long after I was in college, there was such a big turnover as far as what beers were really, really popular and then went to, like, zero. Like, and part of it, they say, is because their campaigns, their advertising campaigns, Schlitz was one of them. I mean, remember how big Schlitz was?
What do you mean it went to zero?
They did some ads. Todd, you can look this up. Schlitz did an ad campaign where it's like, basically, people perceived it as, if you don't drink Schlitz, you should die. And I know that sounds crazy, but it was a thing with the grizzly bear and whatever, and that turned people off so bad, it almost bankrupted Schlitz and took them years and years and years, if in fact they even have recovered.
Kind of like Bud Light.
But then, yeah, exactly. So little things can make such a difference. And that's where, like, Budweiser and Miller kind of took that void and ran with it.
1977, drink Schlitz or I'll kill you.
Yes.
Okay, that's
that was legitimately their motto.
10 weeks after they started, they stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, who jumped in?
Weeks.
Miller Beer with their less filling, whatever. You know, tastes great, less filling. And that campaign was like one of the most successful of all time.
Remember Euchre and Rodney?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh,
it was
great.
Classic. Oh, I love old beer commercials.
The bar made us mad cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing.
This is, you know what song this is?
Who's that?
You know what it is? Redneck, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon Beer.
Yep.
You go to a little place in the UP right now, it's probably on jukebox. It's Friday, Mind of the Bear. Ribbon Beer. Back after this.
Green. The Cowboy.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
No, we don't fit in with that
white-collared crowd.
We're a little too rowdy.
We're a little too loud.
Yeah.
But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my rednecks. White socks and blue ribbon beer.
Johnny Russell.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Love that kind of music. I could sit in a little bar, country bar, all day long, have this lady that's 78 years old make a cheeseburger and fried onion rings, call you hun.
A lot of people do.
Play those kind of songs.
They're still out there.
I got to find one.
No, well, they're still out there.
I'm so mad at you.
But no.
You discouraged me from reopening Frog Station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's the kind of place. If you drive to Elkhart Lake, right, which is kind of by, everybody knows where Elkhart Lake is, but if you don't, it's kind of by Kohler, right, from Green Bay, it's amazing. I mean, I just love the highway system, but it there's so many different ways you can get there, and there are those bars.
Those little country bars.
I went into one of them time and just... for like the burger and, you know, got there 10 to 11. Of course, they're not open. They're just sitting on the porch. Like their employees sitting on the porch, like waiting for it to open. But anyway, so you guys open? Yeah, we're going to, yeah. So I went in there and the same thing, hun, schools,
yep.
Just, and they know everything about the community.
Yep.
We had a blast. That was a lot of fun.
Love them.
There was a night I was pretty young, maybe 22. And, we had gone to Milwaukee for something. I think the Mac Fund actually is working with a grocery chain. At any rate, on the way back from Milwaukee, we're driving, and there's one of those little bars sitting on the side of the highway, right? And pulled off. They had the Blatt sign outside, yep. All that kind of stuff. And it's one of those that was built into a home, right? The people lived there,
wow.
And then the bar was walked in. Nobody in the bar, not even a bartender, right? And we could see the living room behind the bar, and there was the lady sitting there sleeping in her chair watching TV. So we went behind the bar. We did her dishes for her.
Oh my god!
And I had a couple of beers, and then we took off.
Oh my goodness!
That was like one of the best nights of my life.
That is fantastic.
That's cool. It's funny though. You get that 78-year-old lady behind the bar, and you know maybe you could use Coach Kathy like us. But anyway,
yes,
and,
exactly.
And, but they, you know, you always learn, you know, you never swear in front of a customer, but it was funny because we were talking about an event or something. She goes, oh, that was such a bleep show. You know, and I was
I know.
We're like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it was.
Another thing I always get a kick out of with them, you know, again, their grandmas, you know, their whatever. Yeah. Okay. And then you'll see them playing bar dice.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They just throw it out. Their forearms are about the size of a Mason's.
Kellnersville. I mean, there's just some. Play, there's
guy texts here for a boy cheese curd. Nick, he says fuzzies and crivets is just like that.
Okay, and that's yeah, and they're great. I mean, they're just absolutely great.
Shout out to country bars today, folks.
Absolutely. I can't think of
that. Got another thing here.
Squirrel cage.
Somebody said we drank Blatts in college because nobody else would.
You know what we drank? Because it was like the I guess it was high school. Yeah. It was a sesquicentennial, not sesquicentennial, bicentennial. Was it red, white, and blue?
Did you drink that? Absolutely. Yeah.
That didn't really last. And that same time, we were drinking Billy beer, right?
Oh, that was from Bill Clinton. Bill Carter. Yeah, his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we'd come to. He was a total nut job. When we used to come to Green Bay for the Packer game, like I said, my dad would always load up on red, white, and blue beer.
Really?
Just real cheap.
Yeah, it was.
Especially in Wisconsin versus Michigan for some reason. Yeah. A lot of those beers, so it's like, you wonder what ever happened to them. It's like, they were going good, and like hams. Whatever happened to hams?
Yeah.
or even Pabst. I mean, when I was growing up, the big beers were Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
Schlitz
was big.
Hams.
Yeah.
Those were like the three biggest beers.
Yeah. But, you know, we didn't have all the...
there wasn't that big of a variety to pick from.
Yeah, but look what we have now with all these,
craft beers.
It's unbelievable. And they became so popular that these big companies are buying them but still keeping the brand.
Yeah.
You know, they just, that's a revenue source.
You know, Wisconsin, I don't know if people realize it, because I lived in Wisconsin, Michigan. No, I lived in Michigan, Minnesota, and then Wisconsin, okay?
We live in Arizona, I thought.
Well, Arizona, too. But what I'm saying, and Idaho, but what I'm saying is, what a difference there was between Michigan, and that was Upper Michigan, so it's kind of isolated anyway, and Minnesota and Wisconsin, as far as the different types of beers brewed in Wisconsin. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was Point Special and, you know, the headquarters for the Miller and headquarters for all these. And it was like all these smaller beers that I'd never heard of anywhere else. It's like, wow, Wisconsin, they take this serious.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, not being from Wisconsin. And when I did, it's like, oh, wow.
That and Leinen Kugel, too, was
Milwaukee's best.
Milwaukee's best, yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, Leinen's?
Leinen's that we had. Well, Jake Leinenkugel, is that the kid that ran it? I mean, there was some brothers in there. Anyway, I had him come to Green Bay and give a talk to small businesses, you know, on how to grow the business. But he like all of us, you know, he sold out to a bigger company, you know, God bless him. But these, those small breweries had the potential to grow to be big breweries. But Spotted Cow, it's a little bit different, right? They can't sell outside our state.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, I think they can.
No, I don't.
I don't think they do, though.
Oh, it's their choice. Because I just know when people come in
kind
here.
Kind of the way Coors used to be when they wouldn't sell east of the Mississippi.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. But I know that Spotted Cow, you can't get it like in Kansas, right? We have friends in Kansas, so they come up here. Yep. And
It says they refuse to send it across the rest of the Midwest nationwide overseas so that they have a great product that stays local.
And, oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. When they say they can't get it, I thought maybe they, me being the free enterprise capitalist I am, I'd sell everywhere to anyone. But that's their decision. That's unique because even they'll tell you at the private airport during Packer games, even Charlie Sheen, they just load up cases of that stuff, you know, and Ren does that. A friend of mine who comes in does
But you know what's
well.
Funny? It's like, okay, it's that old thing when you can't have
something. Right, you want it.
You really want it.
Yep. Yeah.
And I remember reading a thing one
time
interesting. Where guys, when they played, I remember it was living in Minnesota, and they didn't sell Coors there, okay? Even though it's right on the Mississippi, okay? And guys, when they'd play, they were going to an exhibition game in Denver, and they all took suitcases versus their normal just travel bag,
just
and they filled it up with six packs of Coors for when they came back. And then once Coors became universal, it's like,
it's not as special.
No. What movie was based on that? What movie was based on Coors? On not being sold east of the Mississippi?
Continental Divide?
Mm-mm. There's folks here in Atlanta, and they're thirsty in Texarkana.
No.
We're going to roll this truck around.
Really? Cannonball Run?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Eastbound and down, loading up and trucking. We're going to run. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We're eastbound and watch this cannon run.
Oh, I know it now.
Yeah. Eastbound and down, loading up and trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Eastbounders watching cannon run.
I think this may be the most fun.
Smoking the Bandit.
Oh, Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit.
That's all right.
Smoking the Bandit.
That's still that guy that Burt Reynolds, right? Yeah, boy, he.
No. Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah.
It may be my favorite show we've ever done, talking about beer and playing songs like that.
Me too. Can we do this every day?
Tori called, texted in and said, Smoking the Bandit, you clown.
Yeah, he's right.
All right. Well, he hasn't been drinking as much as we have. So.
Got this one. John heading to Milwaukee today. See John Fogerty with George Thorogood. Can't wait. I would give anything to see that show. Love John Fogerty. Love him, love him, love him. CCR is still one of my all-time favorite groups. All time. I think Fortunate Son is one of the all-time great songs.
So many good ones.
So many good ones.
Yep.
So many good ones. Yeah. All right. We're going to start another commercial, right?
Yep.
All right.
Good break.
So we've got a birthday song
we
request.
Do. Yes.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Okay.
Every morning.
We got to talk about that.
We got to get a sponsor.
Yes.
Okay. Get to work in that.
I got a better idea.
No, well, just
we'll get when we get back.
Oh, hey, why don't you go make me some more chili?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the Insect Eavesdropper, a tool designed to transform pest management and agriculture. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder of the Insect Eavesdropper and says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops and provides early detection and precise insights that can significantly enhance crop protection strategies.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up just based off of the temperature. And the farmers I was working with out there said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects as they're directly feeding on the crops.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag. And you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next AgriMindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. A new round of funding is coming for dairy farmers and processors under the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says a new round of $100,000 grants will be open for application in mid-August. Sweeney says there has been a great demand for the dollars as producers add on farm processing and processors upgrade their facilities. Information about these grants can be found at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association website or through the University of Wisconsin Center for Dairy Research website. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Why do people still do that?
Do you know why? Why? I'm just telling you, Todd, did you notice Johnny today? Of course, he comes, you know, in 5 minutes before we start, but he's wearing a hat.
Okay.
Well, I wear a visor a lot.
Yeah. A lot, but you...
Because I have wild hair if I don't...
But you got a haircut, right?
Yeah. Look at... Take your visor off.
Why?
Show Todd.
No.
Todd,
show me
got
what?
He got his money's worth.
I saw.
Okay. It's really short.
Like...
I was going to tell you...
Like,
you
really know, short.
Not in a weird way. And I think it looks nice.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you think I look thinner?
No.
It looks nice.
That your hair you mean your hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what, though? Thinner. Now I realize why I put on 2 pounds after walking and everything.
Because
of your chili. With all those
beans will set up.
Those beans will do it too.
They're just sitting there calling.
I'm offended by it. It's not chili. It was baked beans that had a lot of additional ingredients. If it was chili, you would have known if it was chili. And chili would have been much spicier, too, by the way.
You promised me some of those beans. I mean, we've talked about it on the show, Jim.
I'll make, you know what?
As soon as the show's done, I'm running up and bringing you what's left of those beans.
I will have those.
Yeah. Because I got a huge party to go to this weekend and everything. And
he's
got
to look swell. And you want to lose weight before the party tomorrow? Tomorrow? Yeah. Good idea.
But
Todd, I can make, I got, you know.
When you were a kid.
If Johnny doesn't deliver, I will.
When I was a kid, let's say from like probably first grade through fifth grade, soon as school was out, like within the next couple of days, had to go to the barber shop and get basically what we always used to call a buzz cut.
Yep.
Cut it super, super, super short.
I'm surprised, because I think you guys kind of watched your money up there, that your dad didn't just sit in a chair and do it for you. My dad did.
I guess.
We had five boys. Sit down. When we were young, I mean, you're talking fourth, fifth grade, but we weren't, it was probably four boys then, but he would just sit us down, put the shampoo cape on, and it was gone. The hair was gone.
Is that when you first came up with the idea of inventing that thing to put around the neck? Is that where it was inspired?
Dad, we're missing something. You know, it's a state law that there'd be a sanitation barrier between the shampoo cape and the neck. I'm going to make neck strips.
No.
I didn't have that conversation with him when I was four.
You got a thing here. Rumors Roadhouse outside of Plymouth is a good country bar with live music.
So I just want to say that's a great area. It's a great area for... that lady that came in, you know, those restaurants you go to where it's all you can eat?
Yeah.
What are those called?
Buffets?
No. You know, she does books on them. I have a book at my house about
it. Talking about supper clubs.
Supper clubs.
Oh, supper clubs.
So
there's
a lot of supper clubs in that neck of the woods.
Sure.
And there's a lot of those, like the texter just said, awesome, awesome bars. And they are just bars.
They make the best old fashions.
Yep, they do.
Yeah, totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
What was the name of the place?
Rumors Roadhouse. You know where I'm interviewing a guy next week? In Mount Cavalry. That's a nice area.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great area?
That's an awesome area of the state.
It's funny. The lady, the wife sent me a bio of the guy. He was wounded in Vietnam and everything like that. And I mean, like seriously wounded, where they thought he was going to be paralyzed and you know, the whole thing. But she put his whole life story. And it talked about 12 years as an altar boy at St. Blah, blah, blah. I said, I have to be honest with you, the most impressive part, he made it 12 years as an altar boy. I said, I was asked to leave after 8. Yeah. Got this one. We used to get the John Unitas buzz cut at Grievers Barber.
Grievers.
Okay. In West Pier.
Okay. That guy cut my hair for years. He died. Like, I was going to go to his funeral. I wish I would have. he did. But, I'm telling you, he was right on Reed Street in St. Norbert. We go over there. That guy cut my hair for years.
Are there any of those real little ones? Remember with the old signs that kind of twirl?
On Broadway.
Is there still one alone? Yes, you're right. I know.
Awesome.
Where you over by
Lenny's. By Lenny's.
Yeah, and isn't that where the sushi place is too? Oh, you can eat sushi or whatever?
Sure. No, it is. It's down from there.
That area.
You can share that parking lot, I think, with that. But yeah, that's got the little, that is old time barbershop.
We got a couple in Oshkosh that are just great.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think those would have some value as collectors. Don't you think? I mean, that's a part of Americana.
Poles. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay, birthday time?
Yeah, I think we should do it. This is going out for Candy from Alloway. It was a request we got yesterday morning for the Mino's Morning Birthday song.
Yeah. No, Todd,
you gotta do this. We should do this weekly.
No, you can do this Casey Kasem.
All right,
let's do this monthly.
Jim, quiet.
and the countdown continues. Here's a special song this morning for Candy from Alloway. It was a request yesterday morning for John Mino to sing his birthday song. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time on a Friday morning, Mino's morning birthday song. I'm Casey Kasem.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Candy. Happy birthday to you.
Well, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
And try and find the tune. All right.
That yesterday's was, great, John, was yes. a little better.
It was.
Yeah, John, I think weekly.
It was.
And a lot of people reached out online yesterday and wished Donna a nice happy birthday.
Oh, isn't that great? Yep. Tom, thank you. Yeah, we...
How was yesterday's better? I try to change it up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. So much. Well,
weekly, monthly.
Every morning.
No.
Yep.
For the rest of your life.
No, I can't take it. No, we're not doing that. I'll tell you what, Johnny.
Just says, if something happens to you... Like what we were just talking during the break about a guy, and we're like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
You guys gotta read this text.
John, let's. I want to pursue this because I don't.
I got a text here. I am taking a walk while listening to the show and have a small speaker. When John sang, four people were passing by and made me stop so they could listen. At the end, applause broke out, and one person had a single tear fall. Like the old Don't Litter commercial.
Oh,
what an inspiration.
God. Okay.
There it is.
Oh, that.
Thank you.
That guy wants to get it.
Thank you.
Writing comedy.
Thank
okay,
you.
That's we'll forward that.
Candy,
that
this
did
is
not
a special
happen.
Day for you. It did happen.
That didn't happen.
Texters never lie.
Okay, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't. Oof. Okay, let's try to find a way to get this off the air. How about
you sponsor it to not air?
I'm open to that.
Today's John Mino birthday song will not be sung due
right,
to our sponsorship.
Because we got great sponsorship.
Right.
At those rates I gave
Jim's
you this
re-election
morning.
Jim's re-election campaign.
Yes.
got a text here. When I was a student at Eau Claire in the 70s, the big beers were Walters.
Yeah.
I never heard of
and Liney's. They used to have a local night on Monday at Brat Cabin. What's wrong with my Brat Cabin on Water Street. $1 pitchers of Walters and Liney's.
$1 pitcher.
When I was in school at Arizona State, we'd go to the instant replay bar on Apache Avenue, and it was 7 beers. You know those small. How many ounces? 6 ounces. Is it 6 ounces?
That's
beer
that small.
8 ounces
in a glass. Eight,
yeah, the little ones. You know. Like well, anything old
yeah,
style
you could probably do
whatever.
Six, I That's, guess. It'd be half sorry, of a bottle.
But it was seven of those for a dollar and 10 for $1 during happy hour on Thursdays. Is that unbelievable? How would you like to be a bartender there? You had to make 10 beers for a dollar.
You gotta wash all those glasses.
I know. That's what I mean.
But you know, if you drink them like that because of the air and stuff, you would get drunk quicker, right?
Oh,
as
I don't know.
As opposed to just drinking like a big glass of beer. Isn't that true that if you drink it and more shots, it affects you more? Is that, or do we just believe that when we were kids?
I've never heard that.
I never heard that either.
But you shots of beer? If you had a bottle of beer and you wanted to get a buzz, I learned when we were in school, and this is probably grade school, if you drink nice. It in shots, there was a better chance of getting the buzz than if you drank the bottle.
Honestly have never heard that.
Maybe that's just something.
Right. You know, it's another beer that we mentioned, Old Style. Whatever happened to Old Style? That was huge.
I think they're making it again.
Are they?
Yeah. It was Hams had the family issues, right? With the kids?
I don't know. But I mean, think about that. In our era, it was Hams, Schlitz, Old Style,
Milwaukee. Famous, right?
Yeah. And they all just got Pabst Blue Ribbon, and they all just sort of... faded away.
But Pabst is still around. Old Style still around.
Oh, yes. Old Style is still around.
Yep. And it was being brewed in Milwaukee, but I think just recently they moved it back to La Crosse.
Okay.
At the City Brewery.
So there's an area in Milwaukee, and it's where there are these unbelievable mansions. Like, it's, I don't know, I guess, did I think we had those in Wisconsin? But I mean, this is like just ostentatious. This is like the
good word.
Rhode Island stuff. It's just, and yes, who's in Schlitz?
Oh, yeah.
Those
guys
made a lot of money back then.
Yeah. Olympia beer, that's another one.
Yeah,
when's the last time you saw Olympia beer?
No, I remember that, though. That was later 70s, mid-70s.
Did Budweiser and Miller, like, kill off all these other beers with their big campaigns and everything?
Probably, right?
It seemed like it, huh? I mean, Beer Wars was a serious thing.
I'll tell you what's really cool. So, ghost hunting and beer right up my alley. We did the Pabst Brewery investigation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you go in there, and it's like the day that they closed.
I've seen a story on
everything
that.
Everything is exactly as it was.
Stuff on people's desks.
Yep. That's cool. Memos, notes to get a birthday card for dad on the way home. I mean, they literally said, everybody go home, and it just sat there.
Wow. I like places like that.
I do, too.
You want to know a place like that, Todd? Maybe they've cleaned it out now. The old studio... where right next to the new studio for Midwest Communications, the old little WNFL building.
Yep.
When the new place was built, we shut that one down because that's where I was doing my show. And Burke Griffin was our producer.
Wow.
And it was me and Vinny would be doing the show. And Burke was like behind glass like this. And he would take the calls and he'd hold up a piece of paper with who was on it. Okay.
Wow. I didn't know he did that.
And when I went back there just a few years ago, and we walked in, and there was his, because he always used to bring the Milwaukee Journal paper, or Sentinel, whatever the morning paper was. That was still sitting there. There's an empty coffee cup and three like Twinkie wrappers. Wow. And, but the back room still had all the albums.
Yeah. Those old radio stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. They either moved to new facilities and didn't take all the
just
old stuff.
Just left them there.
You know.
But it was just really cool. The DJs would have notes. They would have like a song on the album, like circle, and be like bathroom break song.
Yep.
And things like that. Whatever ones for the longest.
Skip said 2:30
And they had all little notes written on there. That, I mean, you talk about old school radio. That's almost like a museum. You could almost take that and put it in a radio museum and say this was radio in the 60s and 70s.
We have a station in Civic Media. It's WCFW-FM in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And when Civic Media bought it, it was that. They were still using carts. They were still.
Oh, wow.
And this was just a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And so if you go to that studio, it's just full. It's like 1960.
That's 62. Cool. That's cool. But I'd love to grab some of those old albums just for the covers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was artwork. Great artwork. I got another text here. My parents' grandparents lived out the back door of Walter's Brewery in Eau Claire. There was always a cellar full of beer at that house. Carl.
That'd
Sounds be a great place. House to live
right.
in.
Right. I was going to say,
did you have Two Rivers?
Friends that their parents had a tap?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You could put a...
Right in the fridge.
Right
in the fridge
door,
yeah.
I've seen those. I would love to have had one, but no.
And because that quarter barrels were not that expensive. I think they're, I don't know, I bought one.
Pony barrels?
Or maybe they were pony barrels. No, they were quarter barrels.
Okay.
They weren't pony barrels, they're quarter. But that's kind of a cool thing. You know who had that?
You?
No, we didn't have that at our house. Oh. No, we didn't have that. Oh. I went to school at Roncalli, Christian Brothers.
Oh, really? In their monastery or whatever?
Well, that's their monastery, but like in their living room. They just had the tap thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that would have been great to have in a garage. I was one of those cool garages that would have something like that.
Yeah, and if it's just, I don't know if it goes flat, but man, that would be...
Yeah, that would Always be cool.
There. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to be working right
now,
guys.
It's National Beer Day. We can talk about this.
We can talk about beer.
It's all right.
We can talk about
Give us your beer stories, people.
Yeah.
What did you get drunk on the first time?
You asking me? Because I'll tell you.
No.
I remember that. I will say I was in grade school. I was. Cold 45.
Wow. Oh, that
Jimmy.
Was.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
That was malt liquor.
That's what it was.
Oh,
Cold 45 malt liquor. My cousin's sister bought it for us.
That and what was the Bull?
Boone's Farm.
Well, no, Boone's, but no, there's a malt liquor that was the Bull.
No, that's what it was, wasn't it? The Bull.
Was that Cold 45? I thought those were two separate beers.
Schlitz malt liquor?
Yes.
That's not Cold 45. Okay, then.
That Schlitz is different than Cold.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, maybe had both.
But you're right. Schlitz malt liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Not
that would do it. That would do the trick, huh?
Yeah, it did. You know, and I was not a big guy back then.
Tom T. Hall. That I like to drink beer. Do you want me to sing along? This little song is more to
to the point.
Todd said yes.
He got 10 seconds.
I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Bear and Todd here on National Beer Day.
Today's also you got to read that text, though. Okay, go ahead. Well, you can do that stuff. Do that stuff
Did
first.
Did every high school almost require a tour of the Pabst Brewery, or were all my teachers just drunks?
for the samples. You kids can't have
that one, Todd.
Yeah, yes, because we... Heritage Hill or the Pabst Brewery? Yeah, wow.
Actually, in Michigan, you know what the big thing was? The Stroh's Brewery. Oh. You guys ever hear of Stroh's beer?
Yes.
That was really popular in Michigan. In fact, Bob Seger has a song, Brave Strangers, where he talks about that girl in a car and a six-pack of Stroh's.
Yeah. This next one is true.
Special export. I got sick on those green bottles.
That was like... the higher end back then.
Okay.
You know, because you have that Schlitz malt liquor, but then if you get a six-pack of Special X.
Yeah.
I drank that one.
Yeah, another one here. We drank Old Style back in the early 80s. That when I came to Green Bay, Old Style was like the beer. When I the first Packer game I ever covered in 1984, they had a room in the press box where there was a cooler full of Old Styles. And you could go in and grab, and there's pictures of Jim Irwin sitting there doing the Packer game with an Old Style. That was that popular of a beer. That was always Big Al's favorite when we'd go to places. Yeah. So.
But you said they're still making Old Style?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ah. Yep.
Boy, you just don't. They don't
see it.
Well, maybe they don't advertise it. You know, I don't know.
But, well, you know what? Hey, you know what I bought in Two Rivers last week was a Kingsbury beer shirt. It had numerous people comment to me on
Kingsbury,
that.
Kingsbury, yeah. That I remember that.
That beer was the big Manitowoc County beer, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Kingsbury.
And
that
Rars?
That was kind of cheap beer, though, I think.
Kingsbury, was it? Yeah, probably. I and think. Then Rars, wasn't that? Was that Green Bay or Manitowoc?
Rars was soda.
No, R-A-H-R-S.
Yeah, that was soda. It wasn't beer.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think so.
Somebody out there help us out. Rars beer.
Rars soda.
No, Rars beer. We sold Special X at Lambeau. For some reason, it tasted great with Chinese food.
That is a true statement. That beer had a different kind of taste to it, and to offset the Chinese food, there's a chef who just texted that in. That's true.
Wow.
I don't remember Special X at Lambeau.
I don't either. I remember.
They're kind of owned by
Miller. You know what I remember?
But maybe they own Miller. Maybe Miller owns them.
I remember when I was younger going to Lambeau Field and it was all Pabst because they had the big Pabst logo on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
So that I think that was the only beer sold in Lambeau at that time was the Pabst. So,
but you know what's, we talk about these microbreweries, which obviously extremely popular.
Oh my God, they're unbelievable.
Did you know, being the drinking problem, I mean the drinking that you like to do, did you get into home brewery? Did you do the home brewery?
No. Have I ever done it personally? No.
Those kits?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
How are they? How's the beer?
I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't know.
Okay, got here. My buddy just texted us. R-A-H-R-S.
What?
Yes.
What about it?
That's what it was in Green Bay. Rahr's beer. R-A-H-R-S.
And it was alcoholic beer. It wasn't Rahr's
Brick
beer. So
No.
Wow.
You're thinking of something else.
I am. I mixed up on that.
There's something close. I know what you're thinking of, but it's not that. But you're right. It was root beer, and it was, yeah.
All right. We're looking at our phones here.
Yeah, because our people are coming in hot with text to us now. Rahr's, okay, here. Look.
Oh, wow.
And that's from Mark Houston.
Okay.
He'll be here in a few minutes.
He would know.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting all kinds of them now.
Yeah, all right. We should.
I can turn my phone up.
Yeah, they're just flying in.
We struck a nerve.
We did. Well, yeah.
We found the right topic.
Yes.
I guess we did. So, anyway.
You know what I don't like about and I like those places. I like going to those places. Like the place in Two Rivers, was it Cool Tap or something? The new place.
Cool City Brewery, but Kurtz's is like the old established. Cool City's the newer one, but they both have great beer.
No, I know, but for the the IPA type beers.
Oh yeah, that was the Cool City.
My only problem is, you forget. You'll be someplace and it's like, man, this is good. I'm gonna get this again some, and then you go someplace else and it's like, hey, I had this one beer and it was kind of, and there's this wall.
I know.
Of 75 beers, and you can never remember what they were.
That's why you got to join the Mug Club, because then they keep track for you.
Well, we got a text here. They still have Strohs at Copper Harbor Pub. Wow. I did not know that they still made Strohs. You ever been to Copper Harbor? You need to go there if you haven't. Especially in the fall. It's the most northern tip of the UP.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to go. Go there in the fall. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. I got this. Jim got drunk in elementary school off of Colt 45 and said that John has a drinking problem.
Look, I did. He does now. So, yeah, we I went through rehab. I'm good. So
got another one here. We also drank Rolling Rock.
I remember. I know. I remember the name. I don't think I've had it. Rolling Rock.
I think that one's still around, isn't it, Todd?
Rolling Rock? Green That's bottles the, on that
yeah,
one, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the first beer you ever got sick on and then said you'd never drink again?
You know what?
Mine was Blatt's. I know it for a fact.
You mine, too?
Yeah.
No, it was.
Because it was cheap. Guys would buy the kegs, and it was the cheapest beer you get, and that's the one I.
No,
I left most of that in the woods.
Out both ends, I'm sure.
Oh, Blatt's was something else. Oh. Yeah.
It was Coors.
Coors?
I'm not kidding you. It was Coors, and it was in a cooler, and it was warm. Mm. So it didn't
that
work.
Just right now even sounds bad.
It was.
I hate warm beer.
It was.
I hate it warm was. Beer.
And that's how they drink it in the UK.
You know,
room temperature.
Guy,
room temperature.
Yeah, they do. That is true.
There's this old German guy that lived right by my brother's gas station, and like Saturday nights would go there for a sauna. Okay.
Yeah.
And he would keep his beer in the sauna.
Wow.
And then drink it.
That's warm beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That. Yeah. But
yeah.
That room temperature beer.
How was that, Todd, in the UK?
No. I like it cold.
Me too.
Yeah.
Once you're used to it cold. Yeah.
Frosted mug, even better. Okay. You know?
All right, stop.
What,
Jim?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know a beer I got. I know a beer I got drunk on and sick on one time, and this is how different things were back in those days. I was going to that little school up in northern Minnesota, and I was completing my freshman year, and the coach said, "Hey, you're coming with me today." I go, "What?" He goes, "We're going recruiting, going to a bunch of little towns," and it's like so. I blew off all my classes. The coach took me recruiting, and we stopped at every little country bar there is.
Okay. Did he let you drink?
Yeah, like you can't believe.
Okay, that's a little weird.
All right, I'm just saying. I wasn't driving. He was driving.
John, it's not the driving I'm concerned about.
Okay. Listen to me, though. So I remember sitting in one of those little country bars.
How old were you?
18. And he goes, does this beer taste skunky to you? And it's like, I didn't know what skunky beer tastes like. I know it tasted really not good. And then I had that in my mind that I was drinking skunky beer. And he's explaining what skunky beer is. Right now, I can almost throw up from that.
My dad used that term, too.
Skunky beer?
Yeah.
Was it from the bottles getting too much sunlight or something?
Something
that's
like that,
That's what I drank. I had skunky beer with that Coors. Yeah. It was awful. I never drank it again.
Keep drinking.
All right, we got to move on.
Great songs.
We're going to talk about health with Mark Houston.
Todd's the king when it comes to finding obscure songs. There's a tear in my beer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.